Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Our Oilers Now headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It's the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. He's played over 600 games in the National Hockey League, was a star with the Ottawa 67s, played in the Miracle of Manchester, and I once did stats for him.
There you go.
Once did stats for him the night George Laroque got a hat trick with the legendary Bob Miller at the call. We welcome back to the show Jim Fox. Jim, how you doing?
Bob, it's a while ago.
It's been a while.
How are the numbers? Are you doing okay?
The show was in the noon to two for 14 years.
Man.
This is 15th year on Ched, and they moved it to 5-7, and we're 4-7 during the playoffs.
Yeah.
The numbers are... The show was sold out, so that was never an issue. It's like selling football in Alabama. You know what I'm saying? Selling hockey.
You
know what I'm saying. So selling college football in Alabama. This is the third of a trilogy between the Edmonton Oilers and the LA Kings, and I'd like to get your perspective as a Kings broadcaster, what you've seen so far.
It can't go 7-6-5. It can't. 3 years. It can't do that. So, you know, nothing, like coming into the series, nothing has surprised me.
Okay. Because you actually did work.
I did work.
Because I get these calls, the Oilers, they can score, they can't defend. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know, man.
I know the numbers. And we looked inside the numbers, deep inside the numbers. And compared to last year, their defensive zone, they are top 10. There's about 15 categories we track.
Yeah.
They're top 10 in the league in 13 of those 15. So that's...
This is the Edmonton Oilers defensively
in their own zone.
Right.
So that's where the difference is. Again, nothing surprises me that their power play is going to score. I'm a little surprised, again, that the Kings haven't got a power play goal.
Yeah.
But, again, now you lean. Again, in the last game, I'm just going to go back to the third period. That Vincent Dernay was phenomenal. I mean, this is how it's... Oh, let's get to the front of the net. Well, try. It's hard. It's tough to do. So those are the areas that it really hasn't surprised me at all. I think, again, maybe disappointed from my standpoint, the Kings just get something on the power play.
Right.
Even a couple of shifts where you're just getting a feel for the puck. And so far, that hasn't happened. So if that could turn around... They won't go 7 2 years ago, 6 a year ago, 5 this year. I don't want to see that.
You don't want to see that. Oilers are 24-50 on the power play the last 3 years against L.A. Here's where I tell you, Jim, that the Oilers are the only team in the NHL in the last 35 years to have 5 consecutive years, 25% or higher on the power play. They've gone 8th first 3 times. They were 3rd this year. And yeah, I'm telling you, they ran a vanilla power play for the final quarter of the year.
Scout them. Go ahead, scout them. It's not going to be what you're going to see.
It ain't going to be what you see in the playoffs. You were a skilled offensive player yourself. What do you see when you see Edmonton's power play?
I see surgical. That's what okay. I see. We've shown back now a couple of goals earlier in this series. One was McDavid pass to Hyman backdoor, but it went between Matt Roy's stick and his skates. Just 6 inches. A foot, maybe. That's where it has to go. Then in L.A., another power play goal. Backdoor again. Different side of the ice. Completely opposite side of the ice. Between Matt Roy's skates this time with a pass. So then you have that. This is what it is. And I'm not going to be probably complimentary to R&H. But Draisaitl one-timer. McDavid, both sides of the ice now. He's all over the ice. Then you have Hyman. What a front net guy. And then you have Bouchard. So you have four areas of attack. Pick your poison. So the Kings have been trying that. The Kings changed their penalty kill this year. For most of the year, they were number one in the league. They just dropped at the end. It slid off a little bit because they concentrated on taking away the down... Excuse me. They allowed the down low plays.
Middle bumper.
They take away the middle bumper.
Yeah.
Allow the down low two-on-ones. But on a Tuesday night against Chicago, on a Thursday night against San Jose, it works. I think in the first three games, you know, the Kings figured out that, you know what, we've got to take that away. They did. And I said it before the last game, before we just came on the air. I said, well, if the Kings take away that two-on-one down low, Bouchard's going to be open for the shot. So he gets the game-winning goal that way. So that's why it is, right? It's just so many different areas, so many different points of attack that it's tough to stop.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned Nugent Hopkins. In his NHL career, points per 60 on the power play, he's elite. Since day one. Like, people forget they had the third best power play in the league in his rookie year when he was, and that's before McDavid and Draisaitl, Bouchard and Hyman were here.
Because right now I'm noticing the other guys.
Yeah.
But and for the Kings, it's the puck recovery has to get better on the power play.
Well, and then Draisaitl wins every faceoff.
Yeah,
he's over 80% in the circle. So Edmonton's got a good power play. They're better defensively. Let's switch focus. Jim Fox, longtime television broadcaster for the LA Kings. Pierre-Luc Dubois,
yep.
And we all know he was represented by Pat Brisson. Pat, of course, great relationship with Luc Robitaille, and you've got the former Montreal Canadiens general manager is the assistant GM at whatever Mark Bergevin's official title is. There was a push to get in Dubois. We need to be bigger down the middle because the Oilers weren't quote-unquote going anywhere. You got Kopitar, Deneau, and Dubois down the middle. Too early to say. Hasn't worked.
Well, you know what? He's got game five to turn it around.
Yeah, he does. Anything can happen in the final three games.
And the numbers we look at now from the series, it looks worse for PL than it did in the regular season. He's last in a lot of categories up front. So, yeah, the Kings thought, you know, Vegas and Edmonton, that's what they have to beat.
And
so you have to have depth down the middle. So they pick up. Now, I think that certainly in the Pacific, he has to learn how to protect the puck better.
Yeah.
He's exposing it all the time. Maybe somewhere else he was used the size better. We were just in Winnipeg not too long ago, end of the regular season, and talking with some people. And, you know, he was much better the second year, they said, because, he came in, he was just trying to feel things out. The Kings have to hope that. They really do. And no better time to start than tonight. I mean, that would be it, but it continues to be disappointing.
During the 2020 pandemic bubble, after the Oilers were eliminated, I visited with Todd McClellan. We had a conversation, Byfield or Stützle. And you know I was Byfield all day. Nugent Hopkins or Scheifele. And Scheifele, because of the size, was going to catch up and have a situation where you got RNH and Scheifele, and then you look at Stützle. Last year, Stützle was unreal.
Yep.
Back half of last season, you could see Byfield's coming. This guy's on the precipice of being a star for the Kings. In two or three years, is it his team?
Yeah. And I think he moves to center.
Yeah, and that's why it's interesting.
I think he's going to move there. I think in the draft, I think most people said Stützle would be the most NHL-ready now.
Yeah.
I know in the Kings, when they talked to us about Byfield, it was, what's he going to be like when he's 23 years old? So that's a full five-year progression. He's beating that now. Still finding it difficult. I'll be honest with you. I think it's the biggest challenge for a scorer coming to the NHL is NHL goaltending. And you've got to kind of get used to that. But he's getting his chances. He's creating chances now for himself. Last year, he was only creating chances for Kopitar and Kempe. This year, he's creating chances for himself. Getting to the front of the net. Working daily with Jim Hiller after practice and spinning bodies. Getting sticks free. So when the puck gets there, big body. Now, there's very few guys his size with his foot speed and hand speed together. I mean, he is fast.
Yes, he is.
And he's big, and you put that together. They'll move him to center, I think, certainly in a couple
years. Of course, represented by Jeff Jackson, who's now running the Edmonton Oilers organization. We'd be remiss, and I, at no point, if anybody listens to the show, are we writing the Kings off, because you've got Kopitar, you've got Doughty, you've even got Lewis back, like you got guys in Ottawa before. But we'd be remiss without asking you about the miracle on Manchester.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I mean, it was one of the craziest things that's ever happened. Was there a sense of belief with your group after two when you're down 5-0 to a team that finished 48 points ahead of you in the regular season? We're going to be fine in this game?
I was just going to bring up those numbers. That's the largest deficit of points in regular season to then have the underdog win the playoff series. And you know, you can talk about a whole bunch of different things. It is the biggest cliche in the world, but what we said was this: let's win a period. Let's win a period. That's all we were talking about. Let's win a period. There were some things that happened that, you know, early goals, so then you kind of get it. But to say you predicted, and then the 5-minute major, right? It was Gary Unger. On Dave Lewis behind the net.
Yeah.
And then Mess right after that, shorthanded, gets like Mario Lessard comes out and goes, dives for a puck. And Mess, I think, had an empty net basically, he rushed it and it went wide. Now, that would have been, if they get one more, it's over. And then I think we were still two behind at that point and came back to tie it. So, and then Darryl Evans in overtime. It's something that's there. You know what, Bob, I'll be honest. I played against some really good teams. And, you know, 84-85 Oiler team might be the best team I played.
Yeah, and I've always thought the 86-87
team. See, you guys have that luxury to talk about all these teams.
Well, the Kings do, too, 12-14.
Yeah, now that's a different thing. You know, when I was talking about when I was playing.
Well, yeah.
You know what, Bob? There's nothing more that changed my life than the Kings winning the Stanley. And my wife, too. I mean, I've been there since 1980.
Yeah.
And, you know, player, broadcaster, I worked in community relations. And you're kind of out on an outpost. And no one takes you seriously, and then you win, and that changes overnight. Instantly it changes. I always tell the story after we won the first one. I said, I go to so many schools and I talk to so many kids and classes, little kids, and they always, one question that always comes up is, how many times have the Kings won the Stanley Cup? And I could never say, now I can say two.
Yeah.
So makes a big difference. Big difference around my wife loves the Kings. But to have it verified, and then, you know what, like, in 14, San Jose down 0-3,
yeah,
but then Anaheim, then Chicago. You're talking about a route.
Good stuff. Let's have some fun tonight.
Okay, Bob.
All right.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
That is Jim Fox. We're going to toss to break and come back with the legendary Rod Phillips with this day in Oilers history. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott joining you, 5:47 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer and Ford Hall. Special thanks to our engineer, Angie Quinnell, for helping us out down here. Kellen Kennedy back in the studio along with Brendan Escott. We'll get to Brendan momentarily, but not before we tell you. We hear a lot of comments about the cost of living, including the cost of vehicles. At the same time, consumers are keeping their vehicles longer and repair costs start to come into play. The team at Brent Ridge Ford is working to help. They've assembled over 30 Escapes and Broncos sports that could be there to provide reliable and affordable transportation for you. For fair and open vehicle ownership, call Rich, Johnny, or Uncle Milt, 780-352-6048. Brent Ridge Ford is your Ford Truck Authority on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin. All right, we're going to go to List Day in Oilers History for New West Travel. Explore Southeast Asia on a chartered river cruise next March. Reach out to newwesttravel.com. We are going to go back to this date in 2006.
Stoll now gives it back to Hemsky. He picks his way into the Detroit zone. Hemsky trying to work in. Now Samsonov. He got it to Hemsky. He scores! Alex Hemsky with 1:06 to go in the third period. Oh, a miracle goal by the Oilers. They have a 4-3 lead with 1:06 to play.
Alex Hemsky is coming up in mere moments' time. Here's Brendan Escott with the
Bob,
full details.
Yeah, Bob, his second goal in the final 4 minutes of that one. Talk about the heart attack, kids. They pushed it past Detroit. That was game six of the series. 4-3 win, 4-2 series win. And that was a Wings team that had four future Hall of Famers. But the eighth seed Oilers persevered, advanced on eventually to their first cup final since 1990.
Yep, and went 7 against Carolina before the heartbreaking Game 7. But Alex Hemsky picking up a pair in that game again. Reed Wilkins will have Alex coming up on the Faceoff Show live from Studio 99 in 11 minutes' time. We will tell you. Tomorrow, we'll have a full 3-hour show for you from 4 to 7. Now, there's a catch here. If the Oilers win, I'll be in studio. Guests will include Ron McLean from NHL Hockey and Rogers for Century Casino Edmonton, Sportsnet color analyst Louis DeBrus for GCL Diesel, Al May and David Staples all will be on, John Shannon as well. That's if the Oilers win. If Edmonton loses, I'll be flying with the Oilers to L.A., and Brendan will have tomorrow's show for you because we have a later flight. We're going to be stuck in traffic in the afternoon. Up next, the global news weather traffic update. I believe Zach Ferguson's got the 6 o'clocker for you. Reed Wilkins has got the City Fort face-off show again. Alex Hemsky coming up on Reed's show. I'll rejoin Reed at 7 o'clock. Jack Michaels will have the call of tonight's game on Four Dealers NHL Hockey on radio. Again, special shout-out to Angie, Kellen, Brendan for helping put together today's show. Thank you for listening. Back at you at 7.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.